Cham, we going to talk about your article today?
Yeah, you ripped us.
I didn't rip you guys.
Yeah, you did.
Not
read
by
it,
name.
Jim.
I didn't not rip by you name. Guys.
He took a shot at us.
I actually, you know what? I had one regret for writing that, which is I didn't really want to start anything with you guys or rehash it because we hash it a lot. I just hadn't written about it much. We talk about it all the time, but I hadn't written about it much.
Well, I want to know. Do you? Let me ask you something. Do you have like armor and like a knight suit that you wear when you write something like this?
Honor is not. Honor is not.
Should we?
Honor is not armor.
Chivalry.
Chivalry?
Chivalry.
Chivalry is sort of a romance type deal, how you treat women.
Oh, this is you, brother. Big time. Yeah. Really impressive.
Yeah.
So you think OU's better off at 3-3 than 5-1?
No. But I think they're better off at 3-3 having played a real schedule than 5-1 and having played
nobody.
So
they're going to worst bowl game now and all that. So they're better off.
Yes. You're always better off.
Think Bob Stoops thinks that? You think Bob Stoops will? Let me ask you something,
Tramp.
Yes. Let me ask you something.
Oh, come on.
I think he's got more honor than you.
Let me ask
you.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's got more honor than the two of you.
Let me ask you a question, Tramp.
Let me ask you a question.
No, I want to ask you a question.
I want to ask you a question.
Well, you can ask me later, but I'm going to ask you this first, okay?
All right. You ask your question, then I'll ask mine.
When do I get to ask mine?
If you had anytime you want, Al.
Good.
If you have incentives that you make more money if you go to bigger games and win championships, Do you think that you, if you were the coach, would be all for playing like whoever you possibly could play like you are now?
I don't think it's about money.
Well, it may not be to you. But what
if it is to Bob, he's in the wrong profession.
No, he makes good money. He's in the right profession.
Well, I think he's in it for the wrong reason if he's in it for the money.
What about record? Don't you want to win? Wouldn't he rather be – you think he'd rather be – you don't think he'd rather be 5-1 than 3-3? 5-1 ranked 8th or 9th in the country? Are you kidding me?
I would rather shoot a 79 at Pebble Beach than a 68 at Westwood.
That's totally different.
That is the dumbest comparison I've ever heard in my life.
Can I ask my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's my question, and this is for Jim, Al. I'll think of one for you in a second.
By the way, I got a perfect analogy to your little golf thing in a second.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. You can go ahead and give me your analogy.
Okay. All right, now let me ask you this then, okay? So you go shoot your 79. Let's say there's a big tournament, and the ending deal, you're going to win $1 million, all right? And you go to Pebble Beach
there
and you play the cup.
You're back on the paycheck thing.
Boy, okay, what are we playing for?
You know what, Jim?
We're playing for championships?
Jim, I didn't know you were so materialistic.
You
I really
what, Jim,
truly
you
didn't.
Turn
I did
this
not
in
know that.
Jim, I'm
he's very materialistic.
You learn something every day, and I
you know what? I'm done.
Not
I'm done, Al. You go ahead. I'm done.
Here's
I'm
my
not talking anymore.
Here's
I'm not
my question for you.
Tram,
you're not going to answer
I'm not
my
answering.
Question?
No, there's no chance
I'm going
to
ask you a question,
question
and you're not going to answer it.
No, nope.
Ask the question.
Absolutely
you promise,
not.
You promise you won't answer.
No, I
ask
promise.
Ask the question. Yeah. I wonder what the question is.
You promise you won't answer, Jim. Well, it sounds like you won't. All right, here's the deal.
What's
the
question?
The last month or two, our good friend Jim has gotten on a certain kick. And that kick is the sissification of America. America's gone
I've been doing
sissy.
That for years.
I thought you just said you weren't going to respond to this
no,
question.
No, I'm not going to respond to your answer.
So, somebody turns an ankle and misses two or three football games, it's because we've all gone sissified. Somebody gets a third-place medal in a spelling bee. We've gone sissified. Here I bring up a point in which people stand up and say, you know what? I want to try to accomplish something real than trying to avoid real competition. And yet, you embrace the sissification. I don't understand, Jim. I am confused.
Hey, Al.
Yes.
I thought you weren't
obviously,
going to answer.
Obviously.
I thought you weren't going
to
answer.
I'm not talking to
me,
you.
Not you.
I'm talking
to Al.
I'm done talking to you.
You're not talking to you. Go
I'm
going
to talk to Al, though. Hey, Al.
Yes.
I guess some people on the radio are saying that it wasn't a real championship in 2000, right? That's what it was.
Yeah,
that was not a real
championship.
That's right. That wasn't a real championship. So we now know. Oh, you really hasn't won a real championship under Bob Stoops. So we're cool with that. We'll take a break. I'm at Sun and Ski Sports. Where are you, Al?
You going to talk to him next hour?
Probably not, no. not when he won't let me talk. I mean,
Bob Howard Chevrolet.
Not going to do it.
Memorial and Broadway.
All right, we'll take a break. This show is known as a total.
That is
Sissified Hour.
Okay, now I want to get back to the sissification thing. Do you truly believe what Jim, your old truth serum, if you injected truth serum in those Texas players that they said they wanted Sam Bradford to play, you believe that?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Mac Brown. You think Mac Brown wanted Sam Bradford to play?
I don't know about Mac.
Okay.
I'd have to think about that one. But I think the players wanted to play against him.
Well, they're trying to win a national championship.
Yeah,
play
but,
for
I,
one.
I but I, you know what? I don't think Texas went into that game thinking national championship. I think they went into that game thinking Oklahoma. I think they wanted to beat Oklahoma, but I also think that they wanted to do it with no asterisks, no excuses, no everything. I mean, yeah. I don't buy that. I think they wanted to see if they could do it against Oklahoma's best. They said that, and I believe them.
Jim?
I don't live in that dream world that he does, so I'm really not going to comment on it.
Dream world? You live in a dream world, Barry?
Maybe I do. Maybe I live in La La Land. Silly World.
I think people want to win championships. That's what. And if it you're gonna if you take an easier path, I think why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, I think Texas though wanted to. I think they really did want to play Bradford.
I think that's all political talk. That's me. What do you think, Jim?
I agree with you.
You do?
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't think anybody wanted to see Bradford be hurt for the rest of the season. But if you put a true serum in those players at the beginning of the game and say, okay, guess what, guys? You get to choose. Landry Jones or Bradford plays quarterback tomorrow. Every single one of them would say Landry Jones. No doubt.
I agree with that.
No doubt about it.
I agree with that.
I mean, this whole thing it's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. That we're living in, I mean, like I said, it's like we're living in a fantasy world.
What if I'm actually the one living in reality and you guys are in the fantasy world?
Just, I don't know. Let's see.
Think about that.
Let's see. I actually played in college football.
What
did
if?
You?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I actually played in the big leagues. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I've actually been through times where we're in a situation where we really need to win a game, and I would sit there, and every one of my teammates would agree with me, they don't want to play the best player if possible. Always.
Yeah, it could be right. You could be right.
I would think when you play Texas in the College World Series, you would have rather seen Roger Clemens with a sore arm than facing him.
Oh, you better believe
correct?
It. I mean, absolutely. Roger Clemens, I'd probably like to see a little more than a sore arm, but no, you're exactly right. I mean, you want to go out? I mean, if you have to face the best there is, then you go do it. If you have the ability to face less than the best, then you go do that too. And you're happier that you're not facing the best.
Sometimes you get to choose. Sometimes you actually do get to choose.
Well, I don't know if you do or not. I don't know when you would get to choose.
Well, I mean you left the country twice to go play baseball at a level less than the big leagues.
Is that supposed to be like a shot?
No, I'm just saying.
No, that's
I mean,
a
you
shot.
Did, it's not a shot.
And it's a weak shot, but
it's not
go ahead.
A weak
you're
shot.
Right.
I'm just saying.
First of all, I'm not going to explain myself to you. That's ridiculous. I'm explaining to somebody who played at Norman High. What
I didn't ever play at Norman High.
You're right. You're right. You never even played at Norman High.
That's right.
But yeah, but I'm going to explain myself.
You don't have to explain yourself.
Okay.
I kind of like an explanation, but that's me.
No.
The thing, Barry, the thing, what I don't like about your argument on the games is if everybody was doing it, that's okay. But
see, I'm not a situational ethic into situational ethics. That doesn't appeal to me.
This doesn't have to do with ethics. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it doesn't.
You want me to beat your Pebble Beach down like a embarrassment? How embarrassing that is?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We won't bring up money because obviously you don't care about money. Let's say there's a championship. Can we play for championships or are we going to just play to hold hands and sing songs? Okay? There's a championship that's getting ready to be won, and you are getting ready to play for that championship. And you say you'd rather shoot 79 at Pebble Beach than 68 at Westwood.
Westbrook.
What if the people you're playing against are playing at Westwood and you're playing at Pebble Beach? Is that cool? So, in other words,
that wouldn't be fair.
Oh my gosh!
That's what I'm saying.
Would you want to make it fair?
You're exactly right. I'm with you guys. I agree, it's not fair.
Would you want to make it fair?
Yes, I would like to make it fair.
So in other words,
the way you don't make it fair is go over to Westwood.
Really? To play against other people?
Right. That's not the way in my mind to make it fair.
In your way, it's to be have honor and dignity and lose to everybody because you're playing at Pebble Beach.
You don't have to lose to everybody. I think you're besmirching the name of Oklahoma football saying they're losing everybody.
You've already besmirched the name of Oklahoma football by saying that the 2000 championship didn't really count.
I didn't say. You're the one that keeps saying that. I don't understand.
Everybody knows you said it.
OU won a national championship. In spite of their schedule.
Yeah.
You're saying they won it because of their schedule.
You're saying those guys
couldn't have got it done against a tough schedule.
Yeah. Well, I think they
could have got it done against a tough schedule.
Well, let me throw this at you. Listen
to
me.
They did have a tough schedule. Let
me throw this at you, Barry. Don't you think Texas and Oklahoma are two pretty even teams?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, one is ranked third in the country, and one is not in the top 25. Why?
Because OU's lost three times.
Right.
But here's the deal. Not much difference between 9th and 25th. Oklahoma needed to beat Texas.
Let me ask you. What do you think the players think? Wouldn't the players rather be 5-1 playing Texas' schedule than 3-3 playing the schedule they played?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't think they would.
How can you say that?
I don't.
Please stop. Please stop, Al.
You know what?
Al, let's talk about the WNBA coming to Tulsa or something.
It's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's an embarrassment.
It's not an embarrassment that we even have to talk to you.
Because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Let me tell you.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I talk to people, Jim.
Oh, do you?
You quit talking to people when you left the dugout.
Yeah,
the only people you talk to is me and Al and people who call in.
Oh, my God.
That's who you talk to. I talked to Gerald McCoy, and he talked about it. You asked him that. It might have been you that asked him the question, Al. Somebody asked him the other day at the press conference, and he said, that's why I came to Oklahoma to play games like that.
That's what he said.
My opinion is of being politically correct. Let's take a break.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
With more.
Can't believe we're actually even talking about it.
Right here on the Sports Animal.